I'm in Cedar Falls, Iowa today. The Iowa caucuses are just 4 days away, and you'd be surprised how many voters haven't yet made up their minds. We've been out talking to some of them, both decided and undecided. Remember that in Iowa's democratic process, if a candidate doesn't get the support of 15% of voters in a particular caucus, the supporters of that candidate have to make another choice or leave. In addition to asking voters who they're supporting and why, we're asking people what their American dream is this year. Here's voter Tim Gossett in Ames.
I am currently still leaning between two candidates, probably either Elizabeth Warren or Andrew Yang at this point.
And why is that?
Well, I have always liked Elizabeth Warren for a long time. I really appreciate a lot of her passion, her plethora of plans and experience in Washington, her ability to really challenge power. With Andrew Yang, I think the thing that he really brings, which really surprised me, he articulated a story better than anybody I've heard so far. His speech was the best political speech I've heard in person ever. And so he, to me, rose to the top. He'd been kind of a lower tier candidate for me. Yeah.
So if he's not viable in the caucus, then what will you do?
Then I'll go over to Warren. Yeah. If I go Yang, it will be because I want his message to continue to be in the mix. Warren is going to be viable. That's not a question. Yang, you know, maybe he won't. And if he doesn't, then yeah, for sure I would end up being Warren. So I'm going to keep on reading their platforms over the next couple of days and see where it goes.
What is your American dream for 2020?
If I had a dream, it would be that we once again see ourselves as one nation and find a way to go across to someplace we don't really understand. And so if I'm a middle-class person, I befriend people who are completely different from me and learn to understand things from their perspective and that they would do the same for me. I think for me, the American dream is really about understanding that we can live together and we share one economy, we share one country, and it's okay if we have lots of differences of opinion.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock found Glenn Salisbury of Dysart, Iowa, who also doesn't know who he'll support on Monday.
I'm not sure yet. I'm one of the undecided voters. I'm trying to narrow it down. It really worries me that a week away from the caucus and I don't have a definite choice yet. So,
do you think there are a lot of people like that?
I do. I really do in Iowa. There's a lot of good candidates running this time, and it's hard to choose among them. You know, there isn't a Barack Obama type that really stands out.
He says foreign policy is his main issue, along with health care.
I know 4 years ago, it was more running against someone instead of for someone. You know, and health care is a big issue, and a lot of them, it's been talked about, but they're also going to be, you know, the commander-in-chief on day one, and they have to be able to look at foreign policy in a way that's best for America.
As for his American dream?
I want America to be the good guy again. I mean, it seems like we're always, you know, the old days, watching Superman cartoons. It was truth, justice, and the American way, and it seemed like America kind of followed that. You know, we were restrained. We had a strong military, but we weren't a bully against anyone. We treated citizens of America and other countries well, and now we've gotten away from that. You know, it's time to do the right thing again. You know, either whether it's the border, you know, not separating families, not treating children like concentration camp prisoners. You know, we need to, you know, make decisions on, you know, better decisions, that's good for everyone.
Here and Now's Chris Bentley spoke with Serena Kumheya at a Biden event in Iowa City, but she's supporting Bernie Sanders, in part because of his Medicare for All proposal.
It's particularly important to me because I've definitely had family members who've had to struggle with something like going to the hospital and having to pay a lot of money coming out and not being able to afford it and stuff. So his plan really speaks to me for that reason. A second reason that I really like him is because I'm actually Palestinian, and so something that's really important to me is foreign policy specifically relating to Israel and Palestine. And to me, I've had never seen any other candidate talk about Israel-Palestine in the way that he has. Not that I think that it's perfect, but I think that's, you know, something that no other candidate is willing to talk about. So.
And what if he doesn't make it past the first round and wherever you're going to caucus? Do you have a second choice?
Yeah, I would caucus for Warren.
So what's her American dream this year?
like a standard thing, like a quality, I guess, or like quality for opportunity. Not necessarily everyone is the same, but everyone has the same opportunity to grow and to join and participate. So that includes things like immigration. That includes things like being able to participate in an election, even if you can't like afford to with your time and stuff. So there needs to be like more openness.
Retired firefighter Steve Stimmel in Iowa City is leaning towards supporting Joe Biden on Monday. Biden got the support of the International Association of Firefighters back in April.
I think he has a very good chance of being elected, and the experience he has is, I believe, better than anyone else's. I think there's several good candidates this year, but I think we have to select one that's going to run the strongest fight against Trump.
Who are the other candidates you're considering? That you consider strong?
I consider Steyer to be a strong candidate. Buttigieg is strong. Amy Klobuchar.
Do you have a main issue that's motivating you, number one issue?
Well, because I am an older person, you know, healthcare is a big concern. It's so terribly expensive. And, or standing in the world. I think we're in a very bad spot right now. We need someone who's got experience.
And his American dream in 2020?
I guess to live a healthy life one where we avoid, you know, getting into another war. And I'm old enough to have lived through Vietnam, and I certainly don't want to see that happen again.
Is that something you're concerned about happening?
Well, right now it's a possibility. You know, we're not making any friends in several of our countries that used to be strong friends. And the activity in the Middle East and North Korea, it's troubling.
I met Emily Johnson after a Pete Buttigieg event. She had her husband, mother, and three kids with her, including a 4.5-month-old baby swaddled on her chest. So have you decided who you're going to caucus for?
No, I have not.
Who are you leaning towards, or who are you thinking about?
I feel a little awkward saying it here at a Pete rally, but probably Warren, Biden, and Amy.
And why?
Some of it is I like their policy positions. Some of it is I like the experience. Some of it is electability. I think I will make the decision on Monday.
Really? It's going to come down to the last minute.
So I'm hoping still to see Warren. And I feel like when I see people, it brings up different things for me and why I will or will not support them. So I'm still, I don't know, I think I'll be a last minute voter.
What would you say is the most important issue for you?
I want somebody in the office who I respect, who I think respects other people, who my children can look up to, instead of saying, like, this is what you do not do. And somebody who will kind of heal us and bring us together.
I should say you've got three kids right here.
Yes, we do. 7.5, 4.5, and 4.5 months.
Wow. And have they been to a few political events so far?
The oldest has been to see Biden and Amy. This one is wearing a onesie that says cute edge.
That's cute. So the 4.5-month-old has already decided.
Well, according to my husband, he has. I don't know if I agree.
One more question for you. What would you say is your American dream for 2020?
Oh, boy. No Trump, maybe. I want to feel good about being here and being American and being able to have somebody in the White House that I think is a good person and wants the best for our country. And that's just not the case right now.
We found Kim Bossert and his wife Hope in Nevada, Iowa.
We're just visiting all the candidates that we can right before the, so we know what they're up to and we have better caucus.
We're making the rounds. We went to someone yesterday. We're going to someone the next couple days. So we're doing our best to be informed. And to be honest, what you see in the commercials is not what you see when you have the opportunity to hear them in person. And it's really valuable.
The Bossards were at a town hall for Andrew Yang, but they haven't decided who they'll caucus for. Hope's most important issue?
I think environment is number one. And values, I guess, too, is part of it. The corruption is just out of control in Washington, and that's a really a problem for me. I think our democracy is at risk.
And her American dream this year?
I guess that we start to realize we all have a responsibility to make things better, and that it's not something we're entitled to, but something that is just required for to be an American. So get off our tushes and let's get to work.
Some of the voters, Chris Bentley, Alex Ashlock, and I have encountered in Iowa just days before the caucuses on Monday. You can find all our reporting from Iowa at hereandnow.org.